AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Shots were fired this morning in Cincinnati in the Madisonville neighborhood. The police chief says an officer and an armed person who exchanged gunfire with officers are dead. Officer Sonny Kim was a 27-year veteran of the Cincinnati Police Department. The mayor of Charleston, South Carolina, Joseph Riley, says the shooting deaths of 9 people at a local church made the community stronger.
This hateful person came to this community with some crazy idea he would be able to divide, and all he did was make us more united and love each other even more.
A memorial to the 9 victims keeps growing outside the church. The suspect, Dylan Roof, is due in court later today. A report from the State Department says terror attacks around the world increased 35% last year. Total fatalities went up 81%.
The increase in total fatalities was, in part, a result of certain attacks that were exceptionally lethal. In 2014, there were 20 attacks that killed more than 100 people, compared to only 2 such attacks in 2013.
Tina Caden now is the State Department's counterterrorism coordinator. She said there was an increase in attacks in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Nigeria. It's been 2 weeks since 2 convicted killers escaped from a prison in upstate New York. State Police Major Charles Guess says some clues were found near the prison.
We did find indication along the way that have been processed by our investigators on the scene and forwarded to the lab. At this point, we won't release any of the details of those findings.
The search is mostly around the maximum security prison in Dannemora. There's a big party just getting started in Oakland for the NBA champion Golden State Warriors. The parade is just kicking off. This is the Warriors' first title in 40 years. On Wall Street, stocks remain lower. The Dow is down about 60 points. This is AP Radio News. A man is in critical condition in London. He was found stowed away in the undercarriage of a plane. Police are investigating whether a man found dead on a rooftop in West London had fallen from the same plane. Reverend Neil Summers' church is near where the body was found.
It's a terrible tragedy for the people losing their lives and being injured. But it just shows how desperate people are to come to this country and to seek a better life for themselves.
There is no evidence yet of a link in the 2 cases in Britain. The Obama administration is proposing tougher fuel economy standards for medium and heavy-duty trucks. This is National Highway Traffic Safety Administration leader Mark Rosenkind.
Cutting oil use is critical to our economic well-being and national security, and delivering cleaner air is important to the health and well-being of every American.
These rules would lower carbon dioxide emissions from trucks and vans by 24% by 2027. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.